ahead. We're launching into the third hour of this program. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features totally free there, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. You actually get to create the content of the site. You find something online that you think's interesting, submit it via the freetalklive.com submit show prep link, and then it'll pop up on our site. Other listeners can at that point then vote as to whether or not they like what you've suggested or whether they dislike it, and you get to vote on things as well. The most voted up will make it to be promoted to the very top in the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening is it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
So, of course, you can take control here of the airwaves, bring up whatever you'd like. People calling in here about the radiation claims. So we had Frank in the last hour, for those of you just tuning in. Frank called from New York to say, you better look out. Stop eating green leafy vegetables because it's poisoned with radiation.
No, he said be careful when you pick them out.
Well, the suggestion was that they're all somehow affected, right? I mean, if the rainfall is carrying radiation into the ground and that's somehow infecting or attaching to the veggies, then how are you supposed to be careful? The only way to be careful would be to stop eating vegetables, which seems like a really bad idea.
I guess the best thing that you can do is choose to wash your vegetation as well as you can. That's a good thing. I think you've got to have green leafy vegetables. I mean, that seems like important stuff. I'm all for having some stored up food, whether it's canned, freeze dried, or whatever it is that you've got stored up. But it would seem to me that you have to have some kind of fresh green leafy vegetables.
So there's news here out of the L.A. Times, thanks to Syphase, who sent this in here. According to the L.A. Times, a minuscule amount of radiation from the stricken Fukushima nuclear reactor in Japan was detected in Sacramento, California, but at such a low level that it posed no threat to human health. So now it's from a government agency who's making that claim, so take that with whatever grain of salt you'd like. But usually it's in the government's best interest to blow things out of proportion, don't you think? I mean, if the government wants to seize more power, control your life ever more, then it would be in their interest to say, Americans, look out! There's radiation everywhere! You're going to need to pay more taxes to help us solve this problem, or whatever. But in this case, the EPA is saying, yeah, this is not a big deal. One station in Sacramento detected minuscule quantities of radioactive isotope, a xenon-133, that scientists said they believed came from the reactors at the stricken Fukushima plant. But the detected level would result in a dose rate approximately 1/1,000,000th of the dose rate that a person normally receives from rocks, bricks, the sun, and other natural sources.
Right. This is what people don't see about radiation, is that poison is in the dose. Let me say that again.
Over time as well.
Poison is in the dose. You need to get a certain amount for it to be radiation, or really poisons in general. There's arsenic in your water, people.
Which is deadly if you take enough of it.
So when it comes to the radiation, you get more radiation by sleeping next to somebody in bed. Humans give off radiation. Bricks, rocks, these things give off radiation. They're of the earth. Being out in the sunlight, you're getting radiation.
So let's go to you, your phone calls. Talk to Steve in Texas. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Hey, Steve. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I think I know what Frank was talking about. The article he was referring to was, I believe it was the Chinese government was warning about green leafy vegetables that are from the affected area and for people around there to watch out for it.
That seems reasonable. It would seem reasonable to not eat some carrots grown nearby the nuclear power plant that had failed.
I don't know how you would know that if they were being sold in the United States, other than, it takes a long time to get them over here, probably. But I know
they have Geiger counters, and they are watching them. And that's one of the things. Like, Australia has turned back a couple cargo ships because they contained radioactive cars and refrigerators and things like that. So those are being checked, at least in other countries. I'm not sure about here in the United States. That's a different story. We seem to have shut down our Geiger counters. But, hey, whatever.
Well, thanks for clearing that up. Anything else you want to share tonight, Steve?
That's about it.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Captain Ned, listening in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Captain Ned.
Hey, Julia, Mark, and Ian. How are you guys doing?
Good.
What's on your mind, Ned?
Hey, the radiation you're going to get from rocks and bricks is quite a different animal than what you're going to get from those reactors. Okay? And when Chernobyl melted down, they were able to drop, I believe, boron on them and stop the reaction. Those Japanese reactors were built right on a beach. You could run in your little bikini 100 yards and be in the surf. As soon as that tsunami hit, those reactors that killed the power, there was no power, they melted down. The Japanese lied about what happened there, and those things have been burned. They've been burned. They were burning initially, that aerosol, this stuff. That stuff was hitting the Midwest like 3 weeks later. So New Hampshire's been getting coated with it, too. Everybody's getting it.
Okay.
Well, they're getting it, but how much are they getting is really the question.
Well, it's quite a different animal than what you're getting from flying in a jet, you know, when you're 20,000 feet. It's not the same radiation. It's totally, you can look it up, it's totally, you know, these
things
are...
What's the point in freaking out over this, Ned?
No, there isn't, but you're right, Ian, we're all going to die anyway. You know, life's the leading cause of death. So, but anyway...
Yeah, I say don't worry about it, because there's not a damn thing you can do.
Well,
I mean,
no, but... Right after it melted down, there were merchant marine vessels that were 60 miles offshore that were standing off, and they were highly radiated. They left. Japan has got an immense total disaster on their hands that they're not talking about.
Yeah,
they're not going to be able to ship out of there.
I think that the initial stories that we got out of there were sort of downplaying what occurred. I mean, that much is pretty clear to me. I think they had 3 meltdowns out of those 6 reactors.
Almost simultaneously. Those things went. There was no power. I don't think you understand that the temperatures involved are like 5,000 degrees. Those things went immediately. And the Japs lied about it. They always have lied. They've always downplayed any problem over there. But anyway, I'll leave you guys with that. Thanks.
Way to lump them all together.
A little lying, slanty-eyed guys over in those Nipponese.
Thanks for the call, I think. 1-800-259-9231. Let's continue with Jeff, listening in North Dakota to XM's America's Talk. Hello, Jeff.
Hello. Hey. Free Talk. I'm kind of new to you, and I really appreciate your show.
Well, thanks,
sir. Intellectual and open-minded, and I love it.
Well, good. Glad you're listening, and we're kind of new to XM. I mean, as of the last couple months, we've been on there, and got some good news coming for XM listeners coming up this weekend, or after this weekend, but I can't say what it is quite yet. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, this end-of-the-world thing, I think you're missing. I think he's done this 3 times now, and this next one will be 4. And he's just packing up the money, and he got out of his house because he's probably worried people come and give him the pitchfork treatment. But
yeah, well, his claim earlier, for those just tuning in, XM's just now hearing our first hour, but for those just tuning in, the claim from Harold Camping was that he and this 89-year-old guy that predicted the end of the world this past weekend was that he had to leave his house because he was so distraught over what had transpired. No, he wanted to leave his house. I think you're absolutely right, because he wanted to avoid the media. He went and stayed in a motel because the media was essentially camped out around his house trying to get a quote from him.
Oh, yeah. I wish people would, you know what? Our future is in our hands, and there's nothing coming down from the skies that are, you know, going to wipe us out other than our own nuclear weapons and stuff. And I don't know. I just wish people would wake up and see, you know, smell the reality.
Good observations, Ned. Or not Ned, but Jeff. Anything else you want to share?
No, I just wanted to call and say I appreciate your show. I'm a new listener, and I'll be here for a while.
Very good. Keep it locked in there, and thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Julia, I don't think you've had a chance to reflect yet on the air on this whole rapture.
The rapture?
Yeah. Was there any discussion at work or out in your world about this?
Well, I actually learned about it the day of. I had no idea. And someone said something like, the world's going to end tomorrow. And I went, oh, well, I guess I should probably leave then. Work. Why am I at work if the world's going to end?
What am I doing here?
And that was it. I obviously knew that that was not going to happen.
So you didn't quit your job?
No, I didn't quit my job.
That's good.
Sounds like a bad idea.
Some people did. Some people quit their jobs.
I had somebody who told me he was very scared.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Spent their money, run up credit cards, did all kinds of stupid stuff, and now they're going to have to deal with it. More coming up, 800-259-9231, because you bet Harold Camping with his $79 million bank account or whatever isn't going to be helping those folks. It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed, high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free. So enjoy those on us. Freetalklive.com features, including listening options. It's got broadband and dial-up versions of the show running around the clock. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is there for you over at listen.freetalklive.com. Also information about our 98 great radio stations carrying the show at various times throughout the week, our satellite listening options, including XM satellite radio, as well as our free-to-air KU band channel, plus the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. All of it over there at listen.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking to get some gold and silver into your hands, a great resource for you is gold.freetalklive.com. We at Free Talk Live have teamed up with Midas Resources. They are a company, the parent or sister company to Genesis Communications Network, the company that syndicates us. And you can get some really great rates. I mean, we stipulated that on some hand-picked coins.
You said people have been, too, right? They've been jumping all over recently.
Lots of people are buying
dip in the
right
price
now.
Of silver.
Yeah, there's been a dip, and now's a good time to buy. Find some money, make it happen, because you're going to make some money, and you make it quickly. It seems to me.
Maybe.
Yeah, seems to me.
Okay.
Yeah, gold.freetalklive.com. I'm not going to make any promises to you.
I don't want to sell my silver, Mark.
Right.
You talk about making money. I bought silver back way back when it was like $9 an ounce. I don't want to sell that stuff. I mean, especially if the value keeps going up. What's the point in selling it?
This is the sort of the difference between the spot price and the premium. People aren't selling at the spot price, even if you look on eBay.
Yeah.
A friend of mine likes to scour there, and it's basically a small hobby of his. He spends hours on per day
trying to
get the very best deal. And that's fine by
what's your time worth, though? That's
right. It's really not. Honestly, it's not that much cheaper than what you would get at gold.freetalklive.com.
Right.
But,
and at gold.freetalklive.com, you don't have to invest a whole bunch of time trying to bid and try to get the best deal.
Right, and that's why I say that it's some of the best rates on the Internet. You can always find something cheaper, but what is your time worth?
And who's the dealer, and what's their reliability? If you buy something on eBay, you don't know who you're dealing with necessarily.
This
you may end up getting a fake.
This happened to a friend of mine. He doesn't like to use to use PayPal, so he does the money order thing, and, well, he sent a $1,000 money order,
on
and
eBay.
The guy said he didn't receive it. So what do you do?
No.
He's asking the government to track it down. The government's not even going to look for 60 days. It's a U.S. postal money order.
Oh, yeah,
they
man.
Won't even look for 60
Shrewd.
Days. Once they do look, they'll say, oh, this is the signature of the person who cashed it. Now what do you want to do?
Money's gone. Anybody can sign those money orders. It doesn't matter.
It's and if you send a money order to...
Why? A money order? That just seems like a really bad idea.
I can't believe he could use that anymore. I thought eBay banned all kinds of payment alternatives besides PayPal.
It's my understanding that he does it sort of surreptitiously. So.
When did that happen? Recently?
It's been some time. Years.
Really? Oh, it's years. Okay.
No, he's been doing it. No. This happened to him last week or, a couple of weeks ago.
Because I sold some things on eBay 2 months ago, and you had the option as a seller to accept what you want.
Wow, I'm surprised. I thought they had changed that.
There was an option you could choose to weed out people who might be problems, like anyone who doesn't have PayPal and that sort of thing, but you could take money orders or checks if you wanted.
Yep, there's risk involved in that. So
as I understand, before he bids, he asks whether they'll take a money order, and he hasn't had any trouble up to this point, but that's a big mistake. The $1,000 mistake.
So, yeah, go with Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com.
I'm sure they'll take your money order.
Ted has been doing this. The guy that runs Midas has been doing this for a long time. And Midas is well-known within the gold dealership business. And you can trust that they're going to get you what they say they're going to get you at the price they say they're going to get it to you.
Yeah.
Head on over to gold.freetalklive.com. As we continue, here Martin is listening in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Martin.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was wanting to comment about the produce and radiation on it and cleaning it.
Yeah, the paranoia that Frank had earlier.
Sure. No, it particulate matter certainly gets on the stuff. And so, through looking into how to deal with that myself, it looks like there's calcium bentonite, which is essentially clay. And then you can, dilute that in water, and then you wash your produce in that, and the particulate matter adheres to the clay.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. It's always a good idea to wash vegetables before you eat them. But from what I understood of what Frank was saying, the idea is that these vegetables are impregnated with the radiation. I mean, the concept being that if the radiation is everywhere, as it is suggested, of course, we've already pointed out that the levels of radiation are not dangerous, ostensibly, according to so-called experts.
A world away.
Right. And so it would be even less the case here. But the idea, the paranoid claim was that, well, the rain's coming down, the radiation is in the water, and so therefore these plants, they're sucking up this irradiated water, and so therefore the plants themselves are irradiated. It's not just like there's a few little radiation atoms sticking to the outside.
From what I've come across, it's more of just like it's the particulate matter on the leafy stuff. That's why you don't want the spinach or the lettuce.
Well, if it's particulate matter, wouldn't water and maybe I wouldn't use soap on my vegetables, but wouldn't water just wash off particulate matter?
Yeah, it does. And so if the rain brings it down, then it does, but it's just as high on wind. It's even higher on windier days, too.
But, of course, we're talking about levels of radiation that are not dangerous, so why are you concerned?
It seems that it's an increased amount, and then it's steady. And then here on the west where I live, it is a little bit more than where you guys are, and that's why when it first happened, I started investigating it because I was immediately, you know, when it first happened, I was like, well, that's certainly to be a concern.
Well, I pay more attention if I lived on the west coast.
Into it.
I think you should do whatever it takes to make yourself feel good about eating the things that you want to eat. That's your business. I just am concerned that some people are taking it a little bit too far.
Right, and I think regardless, whatever was on there, that this is a good way to wash produce anyways. And it's, like, good for bathing and drinking, and it's good for a detoxifier.
And you said, what's the cost?
Oh, you buy a jar or different sizes. You know, it's reasonable, $12-$15, you know, online, health food stores, that kind of thing.
And what is it, clay?
It's calcium bentonite, right? And you want a pH of 8.5, or I guess of an all-natural, non-processed clay.
Is there any chance is there any chance you could just use baking soda instead?
You probably could, as far as if that's what it's taking, you know, if that's what's really the reaction that's happening in your body, you know, it's some sort of alkali or
hey, as long as your solutions don't make you sicker, then that's fine, man.
I've been taking red kelp and I've been feeling better since that anyhow, and I'm generally in good shape and good health anyhow, but... You know, if people really think that it is a concern, that's one thing your listeners might want to look into.
Thanks for throwing it out there. Appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI.
Maybe I'm just lazy, but that seems like a lot of work to eat vegetables.
Yeah.
Once you're sold on a particular product, though, then you're willing to do it. You know, when it comes to, I would say that most of the water that... you know, that you get from a well's fine, but some people want to filter on it. And then once you have the filter, you're sold on the idea, so then you'll want a different kind of filter. Well, now I need a UV filter because there could be little critters in there. You know, there's always something more.
Look out for them critters.
You don't. You know, once you've had beaver fever and...
what?
Well, that's what you get when...
Is that a joke?
No. It's not. It's something you get from animals pooping in your well.
That sounds like a dirty joke to me. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. Smoking ban in Texas. It's on the way. Free Talk Live.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendovite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring us anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com features including news updates. You get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whatever delivery method is of preference to you. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Coming up in less than a month, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, June 20th through the 26th. It's the biggest liberty-oriented event of 2011 and is put on by the Free State Project. Of course, the Free State Project is the organization that is devoted to getting as many like-minded, liberty-oriented people to move to the same place here in New Hampshire as possible. New Hampshire was chosen as the state in a vote many years ago, and Mark, Julia, all of us are here in New Hampshire because of the Free State Project. So at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, it's your chance, as somebody who maybe doesn't live in New Hampshire yet, to come up here and experience what it's like to be around other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. I mean, where I came from, there was a handful of folks that would meet up now and then at the local Bennigan's for a Libertarian Party meeting where they'd sit around and bitch about what the government was doing and not really do much else beyond that. These are the people you're going to meet at Porkfest are some doers, and these are some of the most active, best liberty-oriented activists I've ever come across. And you can go to porkfest.com to get registered. You can save yourself 20% on the early bird, but the registration fee if you use our discount code FreeTalkLive without any spaces. Just run the words all together as one word, FreeTalkLive, to save 20% at porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T. So you get to network with other liberty-minded people. You'll meet people who've been here in New Hampshire, people who've lived here for years, as we have, people who maybe only lived here for a few months. There's going to be a variety of people at the Porkfest. Also, folks will be visiting who maybe haven't made the decision to make the move. Maybe they're unsure, kind of sitting on the fence about this whole Free State Project idea. Well, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is a great place, great opportunity to go and really learn the kind of the different kinds of activism that are taking place here, learn about the different areas. I hear there's going to be a debate this year between supporters of different areas to which folks can move, and there's going to be all kinds of family fun activities, live musical performances will be happening, karaoke contest, from what I understand, the Soapbox Idol contest. Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live from the event, and so looking forward to seeing you there at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, porkfest.com. As we continue here, you can bring up anything you want, but news out of Texas, according to statesman.com, I believe that's the Austin newspaper there. The Texas House has passed an amendment to create a statewide smoking ban. Mm. The close vote, 73-66, came during debate on an enormous budget-related bill. It goes on to say here that the amendment would ban smoking in public places, which would include bars and restaurants, because they are places where anyone would be welcome. So now they don't get into a lot more detail as to what it means to be a public place, but presumably it means any place in which, you know, so 7-Eleven or anything where the public is allowed in, even if it's a private business, will be considered a public place.
Usually what they mean by that is that clubs are allowed to do whatever, the Moose Lodge, the
Elks,
the BPOE, mm-hmm. the FOE, the Odd Fellows, these you know, the Italian Club, mm-hmm. these organizations are allowed to do what they want because, you know, not everybody is allowed in.
Indeed, there is one so-called representative who attached an amendment to exempt private clubs such as bingo halls and veterans halls, which that passed successfully. So aside from that, non-private clubs will be completely banned, presuming this goes through, which it hasn't quite all the way gone through yet. But I think it's interesting to point out that Texas has made it this far without a full-on smoking ban.
What interests me is there are businesses that are centered around smoking. There are hookah bars. There are cigar shops. These places, you can't smoke in a cigar shop.
Well, they'll just have to turn it into a private club. They'll just have to turn it into a private club. I mean, all of a sudden you charge us a penny or something like that to bring somebody in. They have to sign a membership form, and then all of a sudden they can smoke in the establishment. So they're moving forward with this. One of the so-called reps said that he says, "I'm not a smoker, but I believe that a private business owner should have the right to choose their own business model."
Seems to me.
Another one of their so-called reps said that he suggested an amendment to the amendment that would include perfume and cologne in the ban, which I think is
what.
Well, I don't think he was
wearing?
Being serious. Yeah,
oh,
I don't think he was
oh,
being
he was
serious.
Joking. I thought you were being serious.
Right. The point there being that, well, if it's the smell that is offensive to people, then maybe we should ban all kinds of potentially offensive
smells.
What
about the person who stinks like cigarettes because they just smoke them all the time? You know, that person? I mean, because they smell like cigarettes.
Right. Well, in the mind of somebody who takes that seriously, then, yeah, they probably would agree
right.
with that. They probably would want to see that kind of person be banned. But what we've ended up discovering is that it's not about the smell. That originally, that's what it sounded like it was. It was about the smoke, the, you know, alleged dangers of the smoke. But what we're seeing now is with the kind of the e-cigarette revolution, if you will, that's happening.
You can get these e-cigarettes. You can get them in lots of different shapes. If you go to vaporstation.com, you can take a look at their kits there. You know, and people don't like you even looking like you're smoking.
That's exactly it. It's about the cigarette user or the nicotine user specifically being a drug user. This is really what it's come down to.
But you can drink a beer and nobody cares.
Well, right, because beer's okay, but cigarettes are bad.
Cigarettes are slowly becoming un-okay.
They're pretty much un-okay in a lot of people's minds, I think.
They definitely have lost a lot of popularity.
Yeah, and so now people who are trying to use e-cigarettes to replace their cigarette habits so they can maybe kind of wean themselves off of nicotine, which the e-cigarettes actually make easier to do for folks because you can get different mixes of nicotine in the little packets that you insert in there, or whatever you call them, cartridges, I don't know what they're called.
I've heard testimony from people who say that they just used e-cigarettes and just slowly they didn't want to smoke.
Yeah. Right, but at this point, we haven't gotten to the point where there are any e-cigarette bans that I know of yet. I know San Francisco was proposing it. I don't know where that went to. But all of the talk in support of this ban of the e-cigarette was because it appeared as though someone was using drugs.
Who cares?
Because it appeared as though someone was using nicotine.
It's funny that they're calling it, or it's drugs now, cigarettes, which are illegal, are drugs now, but they still won't say alcohol is a drug.
Well, they're not really coming right out and saying it's that you're a drug user, but all of the methods of approaching somebody that you kind of, this, I guess, looking down one's nose at a drug user, you know, that kind of attitude from somebody is what you're seeing put against the cigarette smokers now. And to somebody that has kind of moved on to the e-cigarette, thinking that they're going to be able to avoid the kind of the negative stereotyping that is associated with the cigarette smokers, it's just not true, because it's not about the smoke. That was just the excuse that they used to ban cigarettes from everywhere. It's about some people think they're better than other people. They think they're better than the nicotine users because, well, I'm not addicted to nicotine, and I don't want my children seeing you using that e-cigarette because it looks like you're smoking. And that's really what it comes down to, is that the nicotine user has become the second-class citizen. They become the group of people in this country that it's cool now to look down upon, to look at them as though that they are weak-minded, look at them as though that they're just a pathetic drug addict, maybe just a cut above a meth addict. I mean, this is essentially how they're being treated in society. Meth addicts can't just smoke their meth out on the side of the road in most cases. So the cigarette users are much more persecuted than the average drug user because they're still doing it in public, and the very anti-drug people out there are moving to ban any use of nicotine in public, period. It doesn't have to do with smoke. They're really showing their true colors now.
The first time I saw one of those e-cigarettes, I was at a bar, and somebody I knew had one so that she could smoke inside.
In the bar, sure.
Yep.
Yeah,
wasn't it cool? I mean, they're great.
Yeah, she let me take a hit. I guess it's not a hit. It's a drag off a cigarette. And it was whatever. I mean, yeah. I don't like cigarettes, so, but it was fine.
1-800-259-9231. That's
right. You're
SACL.
Not a cigarette smoker,
no.
So what's the point for you, right?
SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. You can take control. Even in the remaining moments coming up here, are you somebody that looks down on the nicotine addicts? We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea. The Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today. The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by going over and learning how to promote the show for promote.freetalklive.com. Whole bunch of different stuff that you can do there, from printing out flyers to calling your local talk radio stations. Promote.freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
So there's a little bit of good news out there. We've certainly got plenty of bad news to tell you about in this growing police state in which we live. But now and then something good happens, and we do like to share those with you. StopTheDrugWar.org reporting that Delaware has become the 16th medical marijuana state. Delaware Governor Jack Markell Friday signed into law a medical marijuana bill approved in the legislature. Delaware now becomes the 16th state, along with the District of Columbia, to approve medical marijuana. Bill, Senate Bill 17 allows people 18 and older who suffer from specified serious or debilitating medical conditions to possess up to 6 ounces of the herb.
That's a lot.
That is a
lot of weed.
A decent amount.
Yeah, but they can't grow their own. Instead, qualifying patients will be referred to one of three state-licensed and regulated compassion centers. One for each county in the state.
It doesn't make sense that you can't grow your own, because it's the same plant. It's just a plant. It's not like you could grow it and it could be bad. Like, if they're growing it, you're growing it, it doesn't matter.
It's a weed. It's
right.
Not hard
it's
to grow.
Not. It's not like you're making or processing something where something could go wrong and it could kill you or hurt you. So that really is just about control and wanting
totally
to make money.
About control.
I would hope that that if you've got yourself a medical marijuana, you know, dispensation card or whatever it is that they've got there, and then they catch you with growing marijuana plants in your house, that there would be some kind of lenience involved. I don't know that that's the case.
Doubtful.
But I think there probably would be some kind of lenience, but I don't know. It would probably come in sentencing, not in prosecution. But those counties have to be good sized. Delaware's not a big state, but...
Right, three counties, yeah.
They're probably larger than the counties are in New Hampshire, and it's a good long trip across the county here.
So, you know, over there in Delaware, according to Senate Majority Whip Margaret Rose Henry, she sponsored the legislation, said, "I'm very grateful that so many of my colleagues were able to look past the myths surrounding marijuana and into the eyes and hearts of those who are crying out for our help. Needless to say, I'm profoundly grateful to the governor for his support of this important legislation." Unfortunately, here in New Hampshire, when similar legislation was presented to the Senate, it did pass overwhelmingly in the House, which is a good sign for the future, where I think two-thirds the veto-proof majority passed it in the House. But when it went to the Senate, they put it on the table. So that means that they're just going to put it over aside and not do anything about it.
Isn't that nice how they just have that option?
Yeah, rather than actually vote.
You don't feel like voting on, like, we don't want to actually come out and say something about this, so meh, over here.
We don't want to have to actually be taking a position on this issue in public, so we'll just shove this aside. While a man who's crippled is attempting to get into our Senate chamber to speak to us, we're actually not going to allow him in. This was something that happened during the Senate's supposed hearing on this particular issue. There was one guy who could not make it into the area because he was in a wheelchair, and I guess the Senate chamber in New Hampshire is not wheelchair accessible.
Isn't that illegal?
Well, when the government does it, it's fine, apparently.
These are old buildings. They're historical. You can't go changing them.
Right. So they actually barred this guy, this medical cannabis patient, from coming in so he could give his presentation, his perspective on this issue.
Well, that's convenient.
Yeah.
Well, as I understand it, it was tabled because, you know, people in the Senate
chickens
knew that the governor was going to veto it, and they didn't want to have to put, you know, for political reasons, they didn't want to have to put that onus upon him. So they took it themselves. They were running interference for him.
Right, they were doing his bidding, is what you're saying.
Well, that just is. Yeah, I guess they're doing his bidding, but they're trying to protect him too. You know, so I mean,
pathetic.
I agree.
So clearly we've got a ways to go up here in New Hampshire. And somebody was calling in to ask about the Free State Project, but they dropped off the line. And no, it's not the Free State yet. There's a lot of work that needs to be done.
Yeah.
You move to New Hampshire, you will likely see an increase in your freedom. There's more.
You can buy raw milk.
You can buy raw milk. You can drive without a seatbelt on if you're an adult, for instance. That's another one. You don't have to wear a helmet while you're on a motorbike or a bicycle.
I could be wrong about this. I know that in Florida, which is where I came from, they had really, really strict laws on the way you could bring alcohol in a car, and I've never heard of any of those. If you're over 21, I've never heard that you have to put it in the trunk. It used to have to be in the trunk, and it couldn't be opened. The alcohol laws as far as driving with it, like you couldn't. And I think here you can just, as long as it's, you know, you're not obviously drinking it, if you just have it in the front seat. I've never heard of any laws concerning that.
I've certainly carried alcohol in the front seat, but I did that in Florida too, so I couldn't tell you.
Right. Well, the only issue would be if you got pulled over for a speeding ticket, you could be in trouble because it really has to be in the trunk in Florida. And I mean, I could be wrong, but I've never heard anything about it here.
I know that they can get you for anything they want anyway.
Yes, that's true.
There are so many people in Delaware who are suffering unimaginable pain. This will help, and we want to be able to do what we can to provide much-needed relief for those citizens. Of course, what we've seen here in New Hampshire is that when you get enough people together and you're willing to stand up for freedom, there's not a damn thing they can do about it. I mean, it was back in April on 420, we had about 250 people gather at the State House, right out in front of the State House, and smoke cannabis right there in front of the State House. People were, they had chalk, they were chalking all over the place. There was chalk on the columns on the front of the State House. People went into the State House. Now, they didn't smoke in the State House this year, but it seems to me that the Senate is asking for a smokeout in the Senate chamber. I mean, don't you think? These chicken-ass senators who clearly, according to the House vote, it shows there's a lot of support. I mean, two-thirds of the House voting in favor of medical marijuana. Clearly, they can't be ignorant of the fact that people support this idea. They got phone calls from a lot of people.
I'm sure that at least a percentage of them support it and just aren't willing to say that out loud.
Yeah. They think it's going to affect their chances of being reelected or whatever. You know, that's what politicians do.
It's pathetic.
They take the low road every time.
1-800-259-9231. Since we're talking drugs, let's go to the corrupt cop stories here from StopTheDrugWar.org. Every week they put these out. We don't have time to read them every single week, so if you want to get them, you can go to StopTheDrugWar.org, and they'll send them right to your email box, along with all kinds of other interesting drug legalization / decriminalization news from around the world. Highly recommend that newsletter. But in San Francisco, the city's public defender is accusing undercover narcotics officers of Go ahead, take a guess.
Skimming?
Stealing.
Stealing from suspects. I mean, we already know what these guys do. It's just different ones get caught every week. For the second time in a week, public defender Jeff Adachi has released surveillance video footage that shows two officers walking into a residential hotel empty-handed and leaving with bags that were not booked into evidence. One of the men whose rooms were searched, Jesus Reyes, said he recognized a backpack that was his being carried off. It contained a laptop computer and Sony digital camera. The officers with the bags were identified as Richard Guerrero and Reynaldo Vargas. Guerrero faces similar allegations in another case, and Reyes was charged with meth possession, but those charges were dropped when Guerrero did not show up for court after being subpoenaed. SFPD officials said five officers seen on the video had been removed from plainclothes duty. This marks the second time in the past week that the public defender has used video footage to allege police conducted illegal searches or stole from suspects. The revelations have prompted the dismissal of nearly 100 cases and led the FBI to open an investigation. There's more to come on that story. In London, Kentucky, the former Whitley County Sheriff pleaded guilty last Thursday to extortion, drug, and conspiracy charges for a pattern of conduct that extended throughout his stay in office. Remember, this is the county sheriff we're talking about. In pleading guilty, Hodges acknowledged that Lawrence Hodges acknowledged that he had been popping pain pills, ripping off cash from the office, and extorting drug dealers by busting them, then funneling them into a local attorney. Hodges got $50,000 in kickbacks, and the sheriff's office got $50,000 in donations from the attorneys.
Oh, my.
And the dealers got more lenient treatment as a result. Everybody's benefiting all around there.
That's essentially what it is anyway, though. I mean, it's a racket for the lawyers and the legal system anyhow.
Yep. He admitted stealing $64,000, almost $65,000 from the sheriff's office, part of which went to buy him pain pills. He also admitted looking the other way. I bet he wasn't buying them legally, though. He admitted looking the other way on drug sales by his favored dealers. So he had a protected class of dealers there in Whitley County. Prosecutors are recommending 15 years in prison when he's sentenced in August. Hodges also faces a state court prosecution in which he is charged with stealing $350,000 from his office. He has pleaded not guilty to that charge and is jailed pending sentencing.
It's got to be tough to be a sheriff in prison.
You can take control of the airwaves here, 800-259-923. But you'll have to do it tomorrow night because we're out of time for this evening. It has been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. We'll see you online between now and then, online at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.